Mark chapter 14, verse 22. And we're going according, the first half we're going according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. It says, surely bad thinkers will stray, but correct thinkers will receive kindness and truth. So on the first half, the question is, what is a bad thinker? So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives an example. He says that if somebody is poor, so then they say that God doesn't accept you. In other words, they base their how God accepts you is based on your success or failure. So since you failed, so therefore God doesn't accept you. That is not in line with reality. I mean, the truth is that if somebody is poor, that's God's will. That person should be poor. Maybe it's a good for him that he should be poor. But the thing is that is not the correct philosophy. Okay? So therefore, since he lives an incorrect philosophy, so he definitely will stray because he'll make terrible mistakes. He'll make decisions based on this philosophy. Doesn't mean only this philosophy, means any philosophy that is not in line with reality or is slightly off. They have the general correct philosophy, but they have one point off. That's what it means, a bad thinker. A bad thinker doesn't mean that like a person that thinks has the wrong philosophy. It's a person that has the correct philosophy, but however, he has mistakes about the correct philosophy. So sooner or later, he's going to stray from the whole philosophy. Okay? All right. So that's the first half. The second half is, but correct thinkers will receive kindness and truth. Now, truth, that I understand. If he thinks correctly, he will have the truth. Then what way does he receive kindness? Okay? Now, the thing is, the pasuk is not talking about that he receives kindness from others. He receives kindness. It says, correct thinkers will receive kindness. In other words, when you are a correct thinker, you will have the truth. And if you live the life of truth, that is the life of kindness. What does that mean? It means that if I live the practical life, so then that is the best possible life that a human being could live, is he has to live a practical life. What people do is they add more to their life. There are other things that drive them to be more successful, and they push themselves to higher levels, you understand? But higher levels of success. But you don't need success. You just need practicality, and that the mind, that the truth, has to decide what is practical. That is the kindness. The kindness is that you know how to live life without all the extra problems that go with it. And the question is like the Rambam in his latest life gave up his life for justice. So the question is, that is not a practical life. The answer is that at a certain point, logic will tell you that is the best possible thing that you can do. I mean, that's another problem why chesed is the good thing to do. But you have to, that's a certain level of development. But however, that the question is a side point. I mean, definitely, there's a certain point of development where you feel doing for others is the best possible life that a person could have. But that's a further development than Mishlei. It's a further development. Comes through love of God, which is a further development of Mishlei.